Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. You know, I get to attend a lot of different pet expos and meetups and other just really fun pet industry events. But I also get a lot of my information from the social media world. So if you've got information and tips or something really cool that you think not only I should know about, but other listeners, definitely send that over to me. You can do that on Facebook or on Twitter at Pet World Insider. One of those things that was sent over to me recently that really caught my eye was this I'm going to let Mark describe this for you, but it just captured my imagination. I'm one of those who loves to do things with my dogs. So without further ado, on the line with us, we've got Mark Schutte from dogpoweredscooter.com. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Pleasure to be here.
Ah, thank you. Hey, I love what you're doing. Tell me about it. Tell our listeners what they can expect when they go visit dogpoweredscooter.com.
Oh, okay. This whole thing started when I realized that dogs are not getting enough exercise. and then after observing all the ways that we have our dogs pull us, I knew there was a better way. So I start thinking about it, and I started with the cheapest wheeled vehicle I could think of, which was a kick scooter. And instead of placing the dogs out in front, I placed the dogs actually behind the steering wheel, sort of at my right hip. And that just worked out really good. There's no commands. I have precision steering control over the dog. It's a very concise piece of equipment. The dog's under excellent dog control. And it was just so much fun because if you have a high drive dog, the dog essentially exercises himself. So it's just been working out great. And then a couple of years later, I started to attach my dog pulling system to a variety of vehicles. And the one that was already on the market was these recumbent tadpole trikes. Now, the tadpole means that there's two wheels in front and one in the rear.
Okay.
And that has been working out great. It's sort of like a little dog-powered car. And then all these vehicles are human-powered. So the human can do all of the work or any of the work. Or what's really fun is if you let the dog do the work on the flat.
Okay. Now, is it safe? Is it safer having him in the back area? Is that why you decided in the back?
Well, yeah, it is safer.
Okay.
Because the dog is actually clipped in on both shoulders, two sides. So the dog really can only go forward. He cannot turn his body to pull you over to the side. In the traditional way we do it, we always have the dog out in front on a single line, and you've got to be yelling commands all the time, months of training, and still the dog can just take off directly to the side and jerk that whole scooter out
right
from underneath of you. So safety was very important, and just steering control over the dog was the other factor.
So I think, Mark, one of the things that people listening, like myself, we're all thinking safety of the dogs. How
yes.
safe is the dogs, and what's gone in to make it as safe as it can be?
Yeah, people ask me to fit my system to bicycles, but I won't do it because, first of all, the center of gravity is so high on the bicycle. It's up there at the seat. All of these, the trike and the scooter have very low center of gravity. The trike, you're sitting, but you're only like 8 inches off the ground. And with the scooter, you're standing, but you're only like 4 inches off the ground. So fundamentally, these rigs are much more stable and easy to ride than a bicycle.
Absolutely.
And then because the dog is in the back, you have steering control over the dog. Dog clips in on both sides. Dog can only go forward. There's a wheel cover on each side of the rear wheel, so there's no way the dog can get his paws into the spokes. And it's also great for a variety of people. I mean, anybody can ride these things, kids, old folks. Most of my customers are women.
Now, how many dogs can you have in a setup?
Well, the scooter can actually handle more dogs than the trike. The scooter, with my scooter, which is strong and a long wheelbase, can handle 4 dogs. 2 to 3 generally is the max if you want to kick and help, because there's a nice space that's left for you to do that. If you have 4 dogs, you lose your kicking space, but four dogs, you're not going to need to do any kicking at all, even on some low hills. Now, the trikes are different. The customer has to get the trike on their own, and they start at about $800 for the three-wheelers. And then the dog system that just bolts on is $250 per dog. So, you know, the dog system's made in the United States, so it's a little bit pricey, but it's all quality material that'll last your lifetime. So the dog will pay you back in his energy in just a year or two for your investment.
Folks, if you want to find out more about what Mark is doing, visit dogpoweredscooter.com. Mark, thanks for visiting with us. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.